Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Glad to have you here tonight. You have your host, Doc Finsel, with All About Service Dogs. Tonight, we are talking about 15 ways to detox your service dog. As promised, we've been talking about vaccination and the toxicity that a lot of the vaccinations have, and the fact that dogs that are over-vaccinated could come up with a condition called vaccinosis. And that's a real condition. And new studies are coming out, along with old studies are coming out, that says maybe we vaccinate our dogs too much. And people are starting to talk about, well, if that is so, is there a way we can clean that up? Is there a way that I can help get some of that stuff out of my dog system? Well, you're in luck, because tonight I have found 15 ways to detox your service dog. Now, as always, I must tell you, I am not a veterinarian, so I am not speaking from the standpoint of a veterinarian. But I am an educator. I do know how to research, and I have done some research, and I'm going to share the research that I have done with you. So I'm glad you're here tonight. I welcome you from all parts of the earth. And yes, we are international now. So, say hello to all your international friends. And we are going to dive right in it, because it's Friday and we don't need to be on a radio show on a Friday evening. We need to be doing what we do on Fridays. But y'all be safe as y'all get out there. 15 steps to detox your pet. Now, this is not my information. Again, this is information that I have come across in my research. You can find this information on Only Natural Pet, to detox your pet. And as this is good for pets, it is also good for your service dog, which is a dog. This article was written by the staff writers at Only Natural Pet, which implies that these are going to be natural means, and that's a good thing. Most likely, you have a general idea what toxins are. We often hear things described as being toxic, and we understand that this is bad, potentially damaging, and perhaps poisonous. Toxins can cause, worsen, or accelerate many health problems in people and pets. Many of those toxins that can profoundly affect your own and your pet's health are hidden, and we may unknowingly contribute to the load of toxins we and our pets have in their bodies. While toxins are bad for us, they can be even more devastating for our pets for several reasons. Let's talk about those reasons. First, pets are generally much smaller than we are, with smaller organs of elimination. For example, the liver, kidneys, and lungs. When exposed to toxins, their bodies have to work much harder than ours do to eliminate them. Second, pets have a shorter lifespan. They don't have the luxury of time that we have for their bodies to eliminate toxins as gradually. Also, our pets can't talk to us and let us know when something in their food or their environment is making them feel sick. They can't switch their own food or decide to stop using a household cleaner that irritates their sinuses or lungs. Since we control our pet's environment, they rely on us 100% to reduce toxins they encounter. So, what can you do to minimize the toxins in your pet's lives and help them eliminate the toxic load they have on their bodies? Before tackling the specifics of how to help your pet with detoxification, let's take a brief look at what toxins are, where they come from, and how they affect your cats and dogs. Now, guess what? I could read all this stuff, but that's not why you come here tonight. I sent you the article. You can read that. Basically, you know what toxins are. They're things that build up a negative situation, negative energy, negative as in ease, causes your body to not be at ease. If you're a Eastern culture type person, these are things that build up the heat in your body. Heat is a negative, and when it's heat that causes inflammation, inflammation also throws off heat, which is killing and deadening and harming your body. So when toxins build up, then when the toxins build up in your system, it's causing systems to collapse. It's causing systems to fail. And so that's why we have to do something about it. So, if you're interested, take a look. You know, put in your Google, put in your search engine, toxins and toxin tracking, and see what comes up. So you get an understanding. Back to the article. Our pets' wild counterparts have very efficient toxin elimination systems that have developed over the centuries to handle the natural toxins they encounter. But our domesticated pets are bombarded daily with an overwhelming number of toxins, most of which their bodies have not had enough evolutionary time to adapt to. We've taken them out of the wild. We've subjected them to toxins that they would not have if they were in the wild. And so what do we do to combat that? Well, we give them medicine. And we all know that allopathic medicine don't come without a price. There are side effects to the medicines, and many of the medicines were discovered because of side effects. And some of those side effects were positive and encouraged if used for a different situation. So this is what toxins do to your pet. And the ill effects of toxins. In a healthy body, toxins are rounded up and eliminated quickly through the organs of elimination, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, intestines, and the skin. Our pets' wild counterparts have very efficient toxin elimination systems that have developed over centuries to handle the natural toxins they encounter. But our domesticated pets are bombarded daily with an overwhelming number of toxins, most of which their bodies have not had enough evolutionary time to adapt to. In short, our pets' bodies react to toxins as ours do. The immune system ramps up processes like inflammation, mucus production, or diarrhea to help the immune system's army of cells resolve the problem and purge the offending invaders from the system. When the body is overwhelmed with too many toxins, it is distorted until there is an opportunity to eliminate them at a better time. For many pets, the better never arrives, and toxins can accumulate indefinitely. Where over time, they can cause symptoms like lethargy, fatigue, and or proneness to infection. Ultimately, toxic overload can impede the work of your pet's immune system to the point where cellular abnormalities like tumors and cysts may form, and other serious health conditions may develop as cells degrade and organ function is impaired. The good news is that for most pets, their bodies are remarkably well equipped to handle disease, eliminate a reasonable amount of toxins, and restore their own organs and body systems to health with your help. When a natural diet with adequate nutrients, rest, exercise, and joy are part of their daily experience, your pet may be capable of a level of health you never thought possible. Below are our suggestions, many of which can be found in these excellent books by top holistic veterinarians. You might want to go find these books. The Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care by Dr. Gene Hoff, DVM. Of course, we don't care too much about cats because we're talking about service dogs. The Nature of Animal Healing by Martin Goldstein, DVM. And Dr. Pickard's Complete Guide to Natural Health for Dogs and Cats by Richard Pickard, DVM, PhD, and Susan Hubble Pickard. So, there you have a couple books you can go check out if you have bought in to what I'm selling on this here natural health, holistic health, complementary health kick that it does seem that I am encouraging you to take a look at. Okay, so you wanted 15 steps. I'm going to give you 15 steps. Here we go. Upgrade foods and treats. That's number one. Improving the quality of your pet's diet is always the very best thing you can do to improve well-being and longevity. If you are still giving your pets any grocery store or pet store chain foods and treats, you are undoubtedly giving them a dose of chemical additives, artificial colors, and flavors with every bite. Commercial foods and treats have plenty of these toxic, indigestible ingredients, along with poor quality proteins and fillers that tax your pet's digestion and increase the toxic load on their bodies. Choose natural food and treats like those we offer at Only Natural Pet Store. We offer only the best in highly digestible, additive-free foods and treats. Well, they snuck in a shameless plug for their product right there. But this is the kind of thing I've been talking to you about since we've been starting. You need to know what's in the food that you feed your service dog. If you don't know what's in the food, then you don't have any business feeding it to your dog. Just like if you don't know what's in the food, then you don't have any business putting it in your mouth. And you wouldn't feed it to your kids. Or maybe you would. I don't know. But what I'm saying is our service dogs are a big investment to us. We are betting our lives on the service dog. Some of us have spent a lot of money in acquiring and training of our service dogs. And we want to do the very best we can for the service dog. I was sent knowledge of today that this week there was another recall on a commercial feed Now, I don't remember the name of it, but it came out this week. And this was a commercially packaged raw food. And so people saying, hey, it was filled with Listeria. People are saying that, hey, that was probably prompted by big dog food companies, big kibble companies with their pushback, who, you know, put big money into the FDA, and the FDA come down and they caused a recall on some of these products. Again, that's a commercial product. If it's a commercial product, you don't know what you're getting. So that takes me right back to, even if it's a raw commercial product, it's a commercial product. And you do much better serving food grade raw the right way to your pet, to your service dog. That way you know what they're getting and you know that it's healthy. Okay, number two, filtered water only. While the water that flows through your household pipes may be technically fit to drink, it contains enough toxic minerals and metal levels, chemicals like fluoride and chloride, and even trace amounts of hormones like compounds and other suspicious particulates to damage your pet's health. Your pet deserves better, and so do you. Water filtration units are readily available, and you don't have to spend a lot to get a good one. We offer pet fountains from Drinkwell and Pioneer Pet Big Macs that not only filter the water, but also work well to entice pets that don't like to drink water. A great benefit to their kidneys. C14 below. It's well worth the investment. And after all, what's more valuable than the health of your companion? Well, I was already on that bandwagon. I was already on that soapbox. So you know how I feel about you and your service dog. So go ahead. Step up to the plate. Get that filtered water. A lot of people say, well, I get bottled water. Well, you've read some of the reports that some of those bottled water companies don't do anything to the water but bottle it. So if you get your own filter and you know you're treating the water, then you know what you're getting, you know what you're putting in you. Okay, number three. Well, it's going to be hard to get through to 15. I'm going to have to stop elaborating. And nutriticals and cleansing herbs. Boy, that's a word I don't even know. But nutrient supplements that contain greens and cleansing herbs can help your pet tremendously. Greens supplements add a wide variety of nutrients commonly missed from even the best pet food, including full spectrum amino acids, chlorophyll, antioxidants, trace minerals, and essential fatty acids. Cleansing herbs each have unique properties that support the health of one or more organ systems in the body. See below for specifics. All right, eliminate household chemicals. So many times, the things we use to clean our house with and all that, our dogs get into it, and it's poisonous for the dogs. We can find more natural ways of getting things done around the house that are less toxic and more pet friendly. Take a look at that. Exercise every day. Your pet needs exercise as much as you do, and a daily workout has many benefits for your pet's organs of elimination. Exercise improves the movement of waste materials through the digestive tract and thereby reduces the toxic effect of too sluggish bowel. Exercise also improves circulation of blood and lymph fluid. Your pet's two primary means of moving microtoxins and cellular debris through the body for elimination. Finally, exercise improves respiration and helps your pet remove excess mucus from the respiratory tract. Don't let a dog bad walking behavior, or cat's boredom prevent you from giving your pets the exercise they need. A walking harness, a head collar, can help curb dogs' pulling tendencies, making walks easier. An outdoor walking harness for kittens allows safe outdoor exercise, and some interactive toys will keep your kitty's muscles toned from hunting prey. Okay, so we as service dog users, a lot of times we think our dog gets plenty of exercise because, you know, they work with us. But a lot of times most of that is, you know, getting in the car, getting out of the car, going to wherever you're going, and then the dog is laying and sitting, so they're not really getting good exercise. So you want to take time, exercise your dog. And you want to give the dog free play time to where they're not, you know, having to key on you so much as to just run, play, and, you know, build their muscles. So, improve air quality. Indoor air pollution can come from household chemicals, and it should be well understood that pets are affected by the toxins in cigarette and cigar smoke. Toxins in the air also come from gases, chemicals emanating from new synthetic household items like flooring, carpet, and furniture. If you have new household items that are giving off the telltale new smell, be sure to keep these areas of the house well ventilated. Keep pets off and out of these areas and consider using window fans or leaving windows open for some fresh air while these items exude high levels of chemical residue. Use a bathroom fan to reduce the chemical residues from sprays and cosmetics and items like hairspray and perfume. There are all kinds of air purification devices that are sold on TV and in the big box stores for your house. Consider upgrading your house to one of these systems. It'll do you and your dog a world of good. Minimize exposure to outdoor pollutants and chemicals. Pets spend a lot of time outdoors, and a lot of the fertilizers we put on our lawns and a lot of the chemicals that are put on some of the turf of the playground, the little rubber tires on some of the playgrounds, have some very toxic chemicals. So you want to be careful with that. Some plants are good for dogs. So you want to make sure that the plant life in your yard is dog friendly before you let your dog just run free and play out there. All right, keep conventional meds in check. Toxic compounds are plentiful in conventional flea and tick products, heartworm medicines, and many conventional drugs, including vaccines. While chemical treatments and conventional medications may be needed, it pays to be mindful of the frequency of dosing and to look for natural alternatives when they are appropriate for your pet. There are many vets that offer holistic services, and you don't have to pollute your pet with toxic chemicals in order to have a healthy pet. Support the liver. Your pet's liver does the lion's share of elimination of toxins. Antioxidants can assist the liver in this process, and many detoxification remedies have herbs like milk thistle. It can be a great value to your pet's liver. While young, healthy pets are unlikely to require daily liver support, older pets and those taking medications may benefit from regular use of liver support products. And as always, consult with a holistic vet to determine whether and how liver-supporting remedies may be of benefit to your service dog. Okay, let's move right along. Provide immune support. Your pet's immune system works in tandem with the elimination organs to keep your pet well. And supporting immune health keeps your pet's liver, kidneys, lungs, intestines, and skin healthy so that they can do the detoxification work. For healthy pets, daily immune support is found in quality multivitamin and mineral support. Extra immune support of particular benefit to older and active pets is provided by antioxidant supplements. Okay, we run out of time, and so I'm going to get this to you real down and dirty real quick. Skin salvation. You want to look into that. There's natural skin products. You got to let the skin breathe. Support for healthy digestion. Support the kidneys. Keep the system clean. Keep your environment clean. Keep the air clean. Keep the bowels of the dog clean. Keep the bowls clean. Keep the kennel clean. Keep it all clean. Clean, clean, clean. Gently detox with herbs and homeopathics. Because our pets live with us and ingest many toxins in our shared environment, even the healthiest cats and dogs can benefit from our regular intervals of gentle detoxification. We carry several excellent pet detoxification formulas with herb like milk thistle, red clover, dandelion, and astragalus that can support your pet's organs and help them eliminate stored toxins. Keep in mind that as the body is eliminating toxins, it is not unusual for there to be a brief healing crisis in which a cat or dog may develop symptoms like a runny nose or changes in bile functions or appetite. Such symptoms should subside in a few days. As always, observe your pet closely when you administer any remedy. Stop any remedy if symptoms develop that concern you, and consult with a holistic veterinarian for appropriate guidance. So there you have it. 15 steps, talks your dog. And you'll find that it could do your dog a world of good. So I would suggest that you look up detoxing your pet, detoxing your service dog. The most information you're going to find is if you say pet. And it's going to give you a wealth of information that is written by vets for you and in a language that you can understand. Thanks for being with me tonight. Check out Sunday at 1 o'clock for our relaxation station. We're doing pain management. Take care and so long.